God is so gracious and merciful. And I really wanted to preach like a Thanksgiving message. If it doesn't come out that way, well, so be it. That's what the Lord wants you to hear. So if you could stand with me for the reading of God's word from 1 Peter 1 and verse 7. 1 Peter 1 and verse 7. Again, I'd like to thank Brother Nick Hatton and his wife for coming and ministering to us this morning. It was great. It was tremendous. If you missed it, go and listen to the video and the tape. Amen. I'd like to welcome our friend Brother Antonio, who's visiting us from New York. Amen. If you missed his singing, go check that out. Amen. That was awesome. But most of all, we want to welcome the presence of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. 1 Peter 1, 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And the title for this message is, It's Not About What You Can See. It's not about what you can see. If you will bow your heads with me, Father, we thank you right now for filling this place with faith. Let your word go forth, O God, hallelujah, with power and deliverance. Let it minister, let it edify, let it bless, let it build faith. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're going to preach with me? Come on now, you're going to preach. I want an amen. 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 You may be seated in Jesus' name. Now, I never say I preach better than you, amen. But today I would like to, amen. God is such a good God. He's an awesome God. And in this season, last week, we celebrated Thanksgiving. It commemorates the pilgrims arriving safely to the shores of America. But you know what I think of? I just think of all the good things that God has done for me, amen. Being thankful. And this is the season where we, you know, between now and Christmas, where people who don't talk to you start talking to you and being happy, people say hello and good morning who normally just walk by you. I'm still grateful for that. I really want to think about you to think about Thanksgiving and being grateful in two respects, two roles, because we tend to be grateful about what we already, and that's great. But you know, there is a Thanksgiving that you can give about a future expectation. Amen. You can be thankful for something you don't yet have, but you know what? You expect to receive it. Amen. You know, we go through this life, and right now you may be looking back on this year, and maybe there are some things that you are grateful for. Maybe for family. Amen. For friends, and maybe for this church. I hope you're grateful for your church. Amen. Amen. Maybe relationships you are grateful for. Maybe you have been financially blessed. I hope somebody here has been financially blessed. If you missed Sister Johnny's testimony last week, please go listen to it. She was blessed financially. Amen. Maybe we've been delivered of a sickness this year. Maybe God has healed someone, and for that you can be thankful and you can be grateful. But there may be some of you here today, and maybe, who knows, the majority of you, who you're looking back and you're saying, you know what, I don't have as much to be thankful for as I would like. You know, maybe you were sick. Maybe you were waiting on something and it didn't happen. Or maybe you lost a loved one. Or maybe you went through some trials and tribulations, and you're looking at this year, and maybe your spirit really wants to be a little bit bitter. You don't really want to be thankful because you're saying, what have I got to thank God for? Amen. But I want to open your eyes today about some things you may not have thought of, because we can look at the negative and we can get depressed and we can get all upset and look at this year, and we can look at other people and their success and their blessing and what God is doing for them, and kind of get focused upon what we don't have. what we can't put our hands on. But I want to open your eyes today to some things. Maybe it's been a hard season for you. Anyone relate to that? Amen. Maybe it's been a hard season for you. And when we come to Thanksgiving and everyone is so happy, maybe you have to kind of put on a face. Maybe you don't feel it in here the way you would like to be thankful and to be grateful. But I am very grateful. I've had a hard season. But you know what? Tomorrow I'll be celebrating 41 years of being wed, being married to the same. I'm very grateful for that. Amen. To me, that's a great blessing. Amen. Amen. I have a lot to be grateful for. Amen. And it just seems like a moment. I'm still in love. Amen. I'm still in love. My children used to get sick of me taking pictures. I think if you went through my computer, I have more pictures of her than anything else. Do you know that's how much we should be in love with God? We should be grateful to celebrate every day we get up because He is the one that has put breath in our bodies. We should be happy. We should be grateful. We should be thankful. Hallelujah. You know, I want to call your attention, though, for some of you who are thinking, well, you've been left behind. You see other people get up and tell their great stories and all the wonderful things. I want to turn to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 24. And this is a story that we're all familiar with, where the disciples, the apostles, they were out in a ship and a storm came up. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But He was asleep. And His disciples came to Him and woke Him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And He saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. What I'm trying to tell you is, it depends, your situation depends on what you are looking at. See, what they saw was the storm. What they saw were the waves. What they saw was the water coming in. And they also saw, unbelievably, that in all of this, the Master was sleeping. That's what they saw. That's what their focus was upon. How could He possibly asleep and not see my storm? You may be going through a storm right now. You're praying, you're crying out, and you're saying, Lord, how can you be asleep? Can't you see that we're perishing? See, it's not about actually what you see. It's not about what you see. See, because you can't see everything. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. What they saw was the water. What they saw was their situation. All they could see, the wind blowing and the storm coming in and the waves washing in. These were not first-time sailors. These were experienced fishermen. They knew this was a real situation. You know, many people will say, but don't you understand this is real? Yes, it's real. You're going through some struggle. You're going through some hurt. It's not fake. These men knew what a real storm was from just a little bit of a gale, a little wind. They were in trouble. They were in desperate situation, and that is what they saw. They were not hallucinating. The danger was real. If you read it, it said water was coming into the boat. But what I want to point out to you, something that you may have missed in this story. Now, I'm a very light sleeper. Ask my wife. Any little noise, I wake up. This was a storm. The wind was howling. The waves were beating. What I want to point out is this story is supernatural because Jesus was asleep. How could that possibly be? You ever thought about it? How could Jesus be asleep? None of the others were asleep. You know what? He did not see what they were seeing. This is the key. You see, it's not about what you see. It's all about what you believe. Let me say that again. It's not about what you see. It's all about what you believe. See, you know what Jesus believed? He believed it was calm and peace. It was calm and peace. The proof is when He woke up, that's what happened. He said, peace be still. And what happened? There was calm and peace. It's not about your situation, what you can see. It's all about what you believe. See, We cannot see the calm and peace because it's not right here. You see, we have to act upon our five senses. I always call it the tree knowledge. We're looking at our storm and we see nothing to give thanks on in this season. You may have just done some juggling with the bills. So you pay this one this month, you're going to pay this one next month. You see nothing to give God thanks for because you're looking at your situation. You want to turn off all the Christmas carols. Why are you singing that stuff? Because in your heart, you're not feeling joyful. You know what? You're looking at your situation. You're looking at your storm. You're looking with what your five senses can detect to the situation. And it's real. I'm not trying to play it down. Yes, it's dangerous. Yes, you could die. But you know what? There was something supernatural about this storm. How could Jesus be actually asleep? Have you ever thought about it? This is impossible. It's because he was not seeing what they saw. You have to stop looking at what you can see and believing what is God's plan for your life. It's not about what you can see. It's all about what you believe is going to happen. That's what it is. It's what about is going to happen. Jesus already knew what was going to happen. If you know what's going to happen, you can sleep. You can sleep. Do you know the storm was temporary? The storm is going to end. It can only blow for so long. It is going to end. When we start looking just at our situation, when we start focusing on how bad it is and how terrible it is, we're not seeing the whole picture. We're not really seeing what Jesus is seeing. How can he be asleep? This tells me there was something supernatural going on. This was a trial of their faith. Because no way in the normal human sense could he be asleep when the wind is howling, the waves are slashing the boat, the sails were ripping, and there was no way he could be asleep in the normal sense. So God here was doing something special. He was giving them a trial of faith. I'm telling you, your storm is but a trial and a test of your faith. It's not about what you can see. I'm asking you, what do you believe? What do you believe today? Because it's about what you believe, not what you can see. If you look at what you can see, it's a disaster. It's dangerous. There is no hope. But if you believe, let me say it again. If you believe, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I'm going to get through this because he will never leave me nor forsake me. He is in my boat. I won't say that he was pretending to be asleep. I'm sure in the physical he was asleep. But in the spiritual, the Bible says the God that we serve never slumbers or sleeps. It's about what you believe, not what you see. You can refuse to believe what the devil is saying, what he is presenting through your senses. Yes, it's real, but it's not the whole truth. You know, when they go in court, they put your hand on the Bible and they make you swear to speak the truth. And the whole truth. Well, let me tell you, the devil's only giving you the partial truth. He is not giving you the whole truth, because the whole truth is he loses, and badly too. Amen. It's not about what you see, it's about what you believe. See, what Jesus saw couldn't have been the same as what they saw, or else how could he sleep? How could he sleep if he was seeing what they were seeing? He was seeing calm. And he was seeing peace, and he was seeing them getting to the shore. Amen. It's all about what you believe. I got a question for you. What do you believe? Yes, your storm is real. Yes, you're in some situations, but what do you believe? Is Jesus in your boat? Is this just a trial of your faith? Because the storm is temporary. His word is everlasting. Hallelujah. Verse 26, and he saith unto them, why are ye fearful? You see, if we look at what we can see, we're going to get afraid. But if we start to meditate on what we've been told, what we hear, what we believe, we will gain strength. You will be blind if you look at what you can see rather than what you have heard, because faith comes by and hearing by the word of God. Let's look at this scripture here in 2 Corinthians 5:7. It says, for we walk by faith, not sight. It's not about what you see. It's all about what you believe. You need to meditate upon that, no matter what storm you're going through right now. Let me tell you something. I researched this about some bats. And you know, bats, during the daytime, they have sight just as good as ours. But when situation gets dark and they can't see, you know what they rely on? Not their sight. It's the sound. They start to express faith in what they can hear, not what they can see. What I'm trying to tell you is we need to get some acronyms, you know, believe and trust, BAT. We need to get BATTY in here, amen? We need to believe and trust, not to walk by what we can see. It's all about what you believe. I'm asking you today, what do you believe? Do you believe God can save? Do you believe he can deliver? Do you believe he can heal? Do you believe the Bible that he said, peace be still, and it was stilled? If you believe that, the storm is only temporary. The calm is coming. It's not what you can see. It's all about what you believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. The bats have eyes, but they don't use them at night. Because they know that that's not good enough anymore. When you're in a dark situation, when you're in your storm, you better not try looking by sight, because if you go by what you see rather than what you believe, you'll be in trouble. See, at night when it's dark, the bats start to put out some sounds. And they start to listen for the reflection. And that's how they navigate when it's dark and dangerous. 2 Corinthians 4:18. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at things which are seen. Now, isn't that amazing? The Bible is so amazing. If you don't understand, it's not going to make much sense to you. The Bible is saying, don't look at things that are seen. We look not at things that are seen, but at things which are not seen. How can you look at something that you can't see? You have to listen. You have to believe. Because if you look at things that are seen, you'll start to get fearful. You'll start to slip. David said, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, that's when my foot nearly, if he couldn't see how other people were being blessed, he would be okay. You know, when they have revolutions in different countries is when they see how everybody else is doing. If you're poor and you don't even know it, you're happy. You got your little one cup of soup, you're happy. But when you see somebody else with their feast, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. See, you cannot walk by sight. It's not about what you see. It's about what you believe. I'm asking you today, in your heart, what is your answer to that question? What do you believe? Do you believe God loves you? Do you believe he's got this? Do you believe he's got your back? Do you believe he's in your boat? Let's read this scripture. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen. What an incredible statement. How can you look at things not seen? Got to become a bat. Believe and trust. Got to become a bat. Believe and trust. That's how they can fly around at pitch black in the night, because they're not going by their sight. They're going by what they hear. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen, that is your storm, your financial crisis, your sickness. The Bible says that that is what? Temporal. That means it's going to end. It's going to stop. It's not permanent. It's passing through. It's going to come to an end. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Can I get an amen on that? Are you listening? What do you believe? That's what I'm asking. While we look not at things which are seen. Anybody can see some storms? I can see some storms. I can see some trials and tribulations. I got some things I'm not happy about. But I am not going to focus on that thing all day long. I'm going to take my eyes away. I'm going to start thinking happy thoughts. Jesus loves me, this I know. I'm going to go to my happy place. It's not about what I see. It's all about what I believe. I believe he loves me. I believe he loves you. I believe your storm is temporary because you can see it. Amen. The thing you can't see is his love, his power, his preservation, his healing. Amen. The things you can't see, the Bible said, are eternal. Hallelujah. So it's not about what we see. It's all about what you believe. See, I believe that my boat is going to make it. Jesus already told me he let me walk on water. You know why? Not because I'm anything special, but I'm trying to look at him. As long as I'm looking at him and not at my storm, Peter kept on walking on the water. Unbelievable, but true. See, Jesus is only testing you. That's why he seems to be asleep. The flesh is asleep, but the spirit never slumbers. It's a trial of your faith. That's what the first scripture we read said. It's a trial of your faith. It's precious. It's going to be to your salvation. It's temporal because you can see it. Whatever your problem is right now, if you can see it, it's temporary. It's going to pass. That the trial of your faith being much more precious. Let's say much more. Much more precious. Much more precious than gold. I don't know what the price of gold is. I think it's about $1,000 an ounce. Do you know whatever you're going through, the Bible says that's your trial of your faith is much more precious than gold. And might be found unto the praise. And God is boasting about you to the devil right now. Have you considered my son, how he's going through some things? Have you considered my daughter, how she's going through some things? But you've thrown the storm and I'm just pretending to watch. I'm in the boat though. I'm still in the boat. I'm seeing what they're going to do. Because I know that I've told them to not look at what they can see. But it's all about what they believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, what we're doing when we do that, it's a sacrificial thanksgiving. I said there are two parts to giving thanks. You can be grateful for what you have, but you can make a sacrifice of something you don't have. Psalms 116, verse 17 says, I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's when you're in your storm, you think Jesus is asleep, you're still thanking God. That is a sacrificial offer of thanksgiving. Because your body don't feel like it. Your flesh is telling you, no, this is crazy. There's no way out. That's when you have to say, Satan, you're a liar. I believe I'm getting out of this. I believe the word of God. He is my salvation. He is my light. Amen. I'm getting out of this. The Bible says in Psalms 116, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. See, it's when you do it when you don't have it. That's a sacrifice. You can be grateful for what you have, but when you don't have it and you're still thanking God, that's a sacrifice. That proves what you believe is bigger than what you can see. Amen? When you can make a sacrifice of thanksgiving, when the water's coming in your boat, your shoe's got a hole in it, amen? Your shirt's got a stain in it, and you don't have any money, and you're still thanking God. You know, I thought Brother Nick was going to preach my message because he got on to Paul and Silas at midnight. See, what they offered up was a sacrifice of thanksgiving. They started praising God before anything happened. They started worshiping. You know, they were facing execution, but they were not looking at their situation. They were thinking about what they believe. God, you brought us here. We answered the Macedonian call. So I know you've got a situation going to be opening up right now. They started worshiping God and thanking God. And when you do that, something is going to happen. I will sacrifice. Let me show you this. Jonah chapter 2, verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. You see, let me tell you some things. If you've had a bad year that you didn't realize, if you didn't have a good year, there's some things you need to understand. We have got to stop looking at our situation and just start believing. It doesn't mean that what we're going through isn't real. Oh, yes, the storm is real, but it's not eternal. It is temporal. It's going to pass. It's just like a long train. You ever got up to these stops and the train just keeps going? You know what I do? I start counting them. One, two, three. I do. I start counting them because I know there's not more than about 105 carriages. So I start counting them. Okay, this is going to pass. I'm late, but I'm going to count. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. The storm is temporary. Hallelujah. The storm is temporary. See, it is just an optical illusion. You ever seen these optical? That's what the devil likes to do. Put a picture that makes you look at the picture and while he's doing this kind of stuff over here. Look at this shiny object while he's messing with your life here. Stop thinking about what you can see and start believing God. Leviticus 22, 29 says the same thing. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. This can't be forced. Don't do it because I'm saying it. Do it because you believe it. Yeah. Do it because you want to see something change in your life. Do it because your faith is stepping out. Do it because Jesus has said, come. You can get out the boat. One word to Peter, come. Storm's going on, but you know what he did? I'm going to try this out. And he starts walking on water, and he can't believe it, but he's keeping his eye on Jesus. The moment he starts looking at his situation, that's when you start to fail. See, I'm going to tell you some things I believe, right? I know I'm going through some storms. Anyone not going through some storms? And it seems that Jesus is asleep, but you know what? It's a test. You know what they say before this announcement? This is a test. If it had been real, something else would have happened, but this is just a test. I believe the storm is temporary. I'm going to tell you some things I believe. I asked you, what do you believe? I believe my storm is temporary. I believe my failure is temporary. Yeah, I've messed up, but my failure is temporary. His end is permanent, though. Tell the devil, his end is permanent. I believe that though in the natural it looks bad, the truth is my master rests because there is coming a calm. Jesus could see something they couldn't. Otherwise, he could not possibly be sleeping. I'm just going to become a bat. Believe and trust. So when the going gets dark, I stop looking through my eyes. I start listening for the sound. I start listening for the word of God. I look for his direction. Hallelujah. And for his plan. Amen. I'm going to be thankful. Now, I want to tell you something, what we're missing, why I said don't look upon what you can see. It's because there's a bunch of stuff that God has delivered you from that you don't even know about. So if you're just looking about what you can see, you've missed it. You've missed it. You've missed it. I'm going to read you a few things that I think you need to thank God for. You see, I'm thankful for the time I didn't know that I was about to have a crash. I didn't see it. But I'm thankful. I know this year God saved me from a crash. I know he saved me from sickness. I know he delivered me from some other instances of financial ruin. Amen. I know he delivered me from that. He's done some miracles for me. I can't even tell you. I can't even actually tell you. It's too deep. You just have to believe me. I know what he has done for me. Amen. And I'm not going to stop believing him now. It's not about what you can see. It's what you believe. If you could stand with me. The question is, what do you believe? See, the reason why some of us are not grateful is because we can't see the host of things that God has kept us from. I'm sure he's kept some of us from death this year. We just don't know it. I'm sure he's kept some of us from sickness. We just don't know it. I'm sure he's kept some of us from starving. We just don't know it. The time when you could have got fired and you didn't. See, but we're not thankful for that. We're only thankful for what we can see. That's why I said it's not about what you can see. It's all about what do you... I believe he has saved me. He has delivered me this year from certain death. He's delivered me from sickness. He's delivered my family. Amen. It's all about what you believe. He's delivered me from failure, given me a better job, paying more, gave me a 3-month rest. Now, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. At the time, if I looked at the situation, man, I just got fired. What am I going to do? The storm is coming. How come to pay my bills? How can I manage? I owe a lot of money. Actually, the Bible says the cattle on 1,000 hills. God's got it all, actually. It all belongs to him. I want to give him my debts, too. See, if I looked at the situation then, with my natural eyes, I would be, you know, starting to get shaky. But I'm going to become a bat. Believe and trust. Because bats, when it gets dark, they stop using their eyes. They start listening. They start listening. I'm trying to tell you something. It's all about what you believe, not what you can see. What can you believe today? I know what you can see. You can see the storm. You can see your situation. You can see sickness. You can say, what has God done for me this year? I'll tell you what he's done for you this year. You don't even know it. Think about if God had saved your life several times and you're telling him, what have you done for me? How hurt would God be? This is why sometimes God lets some things happen to us, because we're not grateful. We start saying, what have you done for me? And he's saying, you don't even know. You don't even know the times I saved you when you dropped your keys and you just missed that accident. The time when the car went straight through the red lights. If you hadn't dropped your keys, you'd have been dead. You don't even know. And now you're asking me, what have I done for you? You don't even know the time I saved your marriage. The time I saved your children. You don't even know. The time I let you lose the job because something else better was coming along. You don't even know. It's not about what you see. It's about what you believe. It's about what you believe. What do you believe today? Why are you here? Let's not waste coming to church if we're not going to believe. You might as well stay at home. But I tell you what I believe. I believe he's a deliverer. I believe he's merciful. I believe he's my salvation. And I believe he's my light. I believe he's the lover of my soul. I believe he's my deliverer. I believe he's my way maker. I believe he's my door opener. I believe he's my finances. I believe he's my health. I believe he's going to come and take me away. And I believe most of all, my storm is only temporary. My storm is only temporary. It's going to blow over. They all do. They all come to an end. See, they're predicting a midwinter storm this afternoon. I was looking at the radar. But you know one thing I know, it's going to blow over. It's not everywhere at the same time forever. It's temporary. What you can see is temporary. But the word of God abideth forever. It's what you can't see is eternal. That is God's love for you. And all the things he's been doing that you don't even know about. That you've been so ungrateful. Because you can't see it. Most of us, we want to say we're from Missouri. Show me. I won't believe that he is risen unless I can put my finger in the palm prints. Jesus had to actually show up and say, Thomas, see here. But he went on to say, better it is that those who will believe, having not seen, believe. We are saved by faith. Again, I'm asking you, what do you believe? All of us have some storms. This altar is open. We have to have a made up mind that Jesus is in the boat for a reason. He may look like he's asleep. But let me read what it said on the very first scripture again. Let me read this again. That the trial, your faith has got to be tried. You can't just say, I believe. Everybody can say, I believe. The proof is what you do in the trial. It's not what you see. It's all about what you believe. Your faith being much more precious than gold. Even gold is going to perish. Gold lasts thousands of years. But the Bible says your faith is much more precious than gold that perishes. Though it be tried with fire. Gold becomes gold because someone has tried it. Someone has tested it. You know what God is? Your faith and your trust in God is so precious to him. Is so precious. The fact that you believe him is worth so much to God. If you knew how much your belief, the Bible says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Last time, it's not about what you see. It's about what you believe. Hallelujah. We're going to close this service. If you want prayer, if you want to change your thinking, if you want to have a made up mind and say, I refuse to just see during the daytime, I'm going to be like a bat. I'm going to believe and trust. This is the season of Thanksgiving. And what I want to tell you is, I believe every single one of us in here, every single one of us, you may have thought you had nothing to thank God for. You really don't want him to show you. That's all I got to say. You don't want him to show you what he's delivered. You'd be shocked. You'd be crying out, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. You would not stop saying, I thank you. And this is the reason sometimes God has to draw the curtain back, because we're so unbelieving. He starts to show us, this is what could have happened to you, but I delivered you. This is how you could have had this accident, but I delivered you. You say, I've done nothing for you. You just don't know. Because it's not about what you see. It's all about what you believe. We're closing this service. In this season of Thanksgiving, don't ever say God has done nothing for you. You just don't know. You just have no idea. Every now and then he just peels the curtain back just a little bit. And we get so scared. Wow. Look what nearly happened. That's almost nothing. The devil's been trying to kill you from a long time ago. You just don't know it. I will thank you. I will worship you, because the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. He is the lifter up of my head. He plants me and I shall not be moved. Even in my failures, he is my deliverer. He is my salvation. Because it's what I believe, not what I see. Father, we thank you right now for your presence here today. Lord, let this word find good soil.